Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Put your cell phone away if you're having dinner with Her Majesty. From California18.com, the Queen has apparently added one or two rules to the detailed rules of the British royals. Mobile phones are not allowed at the table so that she can enjoy her meal undisturbed. Even the youngest learn it at the palace. Many people have the habit of putting their cell phone on the table while eating to catch a glimpse of the latest news, but this is not at all popular in Buckingham Palace or Windsor Castle. As author Giles Brandreth recently revealed on ITV's This Morning, according to The Express, Queen Elizabeth II should be able to enjoy the undivided attention of their guests while eating, especially when the younger generation of the royal family around Prince William and son George is visiting. Of course, smartphones are only a nuisance. One of the things she doesn't allow at the table with her grandchildren and even her great-grandchildren is cell phones at meals. The royal expert made clear she likes a formal meal. According to Brandreth, eating with your mouth open is also forbidden. And finally, time your meal correctly. Etiquette expert William Hansen told The Express, when dining with Her Majesty, no one should begin until she begins eating. Similarly, when the Queen's cutlery goes into the finished position, everyone else should follow suit, regardless of whether there is food left on their own plates. Starting your meal before or ending it after the Queen would be noticed by others. At your own peril, commit such a faux pas. Being a royal can be oh so boring. Tina Brown says the main thing that struck her while researching her book was just how hard and mind-numbingly boring royal life can be. When you really dig into what it's like to live that life, the diary of things that you don't really want to do day and night is pretty daunting to see what it actually really means. It's a bit like the secular version of taking the veil. It's a commitment. As Queen Mary memorably said, we're the royal family. We're never tired and we love hospitals and that's essentially it. The Mirror spotted another one of those royal job postings that pop up from time to time. This one is for a new gardener at Buckingham Palace to help tend to the gardens and shrubbery at the famous royal residence. The new green-fingered employee will be expected to work 5 days a week and will be paid between £23,000 and £25,000. The successful applicant will join a team and have to undertake tasks such as planting shrubs, raking leaves, and mowing the lawn. As a bonus, the new gardener will even be able to live at the palace. The job listing states, it's caring for the gardens that thousands will admire. It's taking every opportunity to make your mark. And it's the pride in joining a team at the heart of a world-famous institution. This is what makes working for the royal household exceptional. The gardens and grounds team at the royal household maintain and care for gardens that are seen by thousands of visitors and guests every year. From regular mowing and edging to raking and reseeding, you'll also maintain the shrub, herbaceous and rose borders, whilst monitoring and nurturing the health of plants and young trees. Helping to shape the future of the gardens, you'll plant new shrubbery, bulbs and seasonal flower displays, ensuring that they continue to provide a spectacular setting for a historic building. There's also a posting for someone to look after the horses that pull the royal ceremonial carriages. The role was described as an opportunity to play a part in the ceremonial events that are enjoyed by millions. That job comes with accommodation and a uniform. This person must have stable management experience, be a highly capable and confident rider, and live on site. I want to tell you about a cool new podcast app that just launched. It's called Cerca, C-E-R-C-A. It kicked off with these incredible podcast guides to places all around the world. London, Barcelona, LA, Iceland, Rome, and more. Cerca comes from the same people who created Passport, another excellent travel podcast. Inside, there are stories about food, fashion, culture, history, art, sports, everything you want to know, whether you're trying to plan the perfect trip or just want to learn about someplace new. Cerca is written and hosted by locals, people who really know the place. So when Virginia in Rome tells you that this is the best place in the city to get carbonara, you know that's legit. Take a spin through Cerca and hear about the best meals in Barcelona, what it was like to live through the Blitz in London, what to do with your kids in LA, and how to dress to fit in Paris. You can subscribe to Cerca Podcasts, that's C-E-R-C-A, wherever you get your podcasts. Or download the Cerca app from the App Store. For a limited time, it's all free. Royal biographer Andrew Morton spoke to Pod Save the Queen about how Harry includes Diana in his life. Morton said, I think that Diana's influence has lasted longer than anybody thought because her torchbearers in life, William and Harry, have not forgotten her and have held concerts in her memory. Harry himself says that he never makes a decision without referring it to her in a spiritual sense. She marked a turning point in the way the royal family behaved and through her behavior helped to modernize and make more human the royal family. Just because the Queen is 96, don't think you can take her horses away. Body language expert Judy James told The Express, "We have seen a limited amount of glimpses of the real Queen behind the working royal, but those we have often seem to portray her enduring passion for horses. It's a relationship she signals openly and spontaneously with displays of delight when she is with them or an almost childlike excitement when she is watching them race. This seems to be a non-negotiable relationship from her that possibly gives her a source of escape, relaxation and freedom away from her royal duties." Royal expert Jenny Bond says Kate and William are making a good job of giving their children as much of a normal upbringing as possible. Speaking to OK Magazine, she said, "I've read that they have a very modern way of parenting, where instead of putting your child on the naughty step, you allow your child to explain why they feel how they do and have a conversation about it so that they can express themselves and calm down that way. The result seems to be that they are children who are broadly well-behaved, as we saw with Prince George at Wimbledon. Louis at the Jubilee, not so much." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. It's Palace Intrigue. Good times.